prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. If I sound a little clogged up and nasally, I am. I don't know what's going on with my allergies. It's fall here in Louisville, Kentucky, and everything is falling to the ground. And a lot of it's falling into my nose, apparently. So I apologize in advance. We've got a great show planned for you today. Science for Humans. We're going to be talking more about gluten. We got a question from a listener that Dr. J will answer. Then we're going to be joined by Dr. John White, Strategies for Weight Loss. Dr. White runs a weight loss clinic in the state noted for having the most obese population, and so he knows a thing or two about this. And then we're going to be joined by an illustrious participant from the CDC to talk about patients with traumatic brain injury are actually twice as likely to die from unintentional injury, not necessarily related to their brain injury. So it's going to be a good show, the whole show. So with that, and without further ado,
this is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J, how you doing?
I'm good, Carl. How are you doing today?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Anything exciting with the Supplement Santa that we should talk about before we get started?
Yeah, you know, we closed out the show on the 12th, and the winner, which I can't think of what his name is, that's terrible, but
actually makes me feel good because I forget people's names 5 minutes after I interview them sometimes.
Anyhow, he took home over $800 in cash and prizes and supplements and clothing. So
wow, pretty cool.
He's excited, and there's 11 people that I call the stuffing stocking winners who win shirts and shaker cups and things, so they'll be announced. The next one is going to happen in November, so it's going to be a monthly thing.
Wow.
But I noticed there is a copycat out there already.
Seriously?
I'm not going to say who it is.
No, don't give them any plugs, but are they saying Supplement Santa?
No, they aren't saying Supplement Santa because Supplement Santa trademarked that.
Yes.
He was smart. No, he put on a Santa hat, and he kind of portrayed that he's doing a Christmas giveaway or something. Yeah. It was kind of hokey, and I thought, oh, boy, be original, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everybody
does
Christmas.
Only one Supplement Santa, man.
Yeah, and everybody does a Christmas in July. You've always done – now you're doing a Christmas every month. No one did that before you. So.
Nah, this is going to be a year-round thing. So anyhow, we're just having fun, man. People are excited, and you know, it's a lot of fun. Fun for the whole family.
Question comes from somebody who's probably excited about you being on the show, and that's Melissa from Houston, Texas.
Yes.
She says, hey, Dr. J, love your show and videos. You're my favorite because you speak the truth. My question is, I noticed you have gone gluten-free and seem to be enjoying life now. You're happy with your physique, that your physique has not suffered. Can you help us folks that are struggling with what foods to eat and to avoid?
Boy, that is a great question. You know, I was thinking about this question this morning, and, you know, one of the things that has happened out there is when the food industry, Carl, gets in on anything, you know, they take it to the extreme. And, you know, people think that because it says gluten-free, they are eating healthy, and I am seeing more and more people putting on fat who are gluten-free, and it's because a lot of the garbage that they're trying to sell, is it gluten-free? Yes, but it's full of sugars and saturated fats and things. I mean, there's a lot of unhealthy garbage out there.
I got to be honest with you. I mean, I was talking to a girl just this morning who's suffering from some symptoms that sound like it's going to end up being an autoimmune disorder, and it's really all coming from her gut. And, you know,
yeah.
And you know, Dr. J, I think a lot about this because I've got some gut issues, and I think about my lifestyle, how different it is than, say, that person over there, yet we are both suffering from a gut issue. And it's, to me, I'm like, man, there's the, what's the common link between me? I eat a ancestral diet. I train. I observe good sleep hygiene. And that person who eats crap, doesn't exercise, yeah. You know, there's something going on here, man. And it's got to be what we're putting in our mouths.
Well, it is, you know, and I'm a firm believer. And, you know, like Melissa says, a lot of people are struggling because I talk to people all the time who have all of these symptoms like I did, you know, bloated gut, tired, fatigued, headaches, migraines, dizzy. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And obviously those could be symptoms of a lot of other things, but doctors are struggling, allergists are struggling because they don't have a test for this. They can't say, let me test you for gluten. They can't. They don't even know what to do. You know, when I was visiting with an allergist a few weeks ago, I was discussing my theory, and he's like, wow, you got it figured out. And I said, yeah, you know, why aren't you guys telling people to go off gluten and come back? You know, you're a doctor. I mean, you know, but that's really it. I mean, there is a way to be healthy, and it shouldn't hinder you, because when you really look at, you know, what is gluten found in, the main thing that people are eating is wheat, you know, and can you live without that? Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of alternatives. Okay, you know, us Italians,
pasta.
Sorry, but the I found a couple pastas that are not bad. There's actually one made in Italy that I just found. So even the Italians are getting in on it. You know, it's not as good as the, you know, grandmama's rigatoni and stuff. But you know what? The sauce covers it up, man.
Well, you know what the real problem is, too? We focus on gluten because this is a protein that seems that even yep. in those with non-celiac disease, there's certain levels of gluten sensitivity that produce illnesses. But what's not being discussed is the research that's been done over the past 5 years on acellular carbohydrates.
Yeah.
So the thing that enables us to eat wheat is the processing, the grinding that our quote-unquote ancestors who were trying to stay alive eating anything would do to powder it, make it a powder so that they could add water to it or chew it or whatever. Just like, so the things that are made with flour, whether that flour comes from one carbohydrate source or another, could be potato flour, these have their own intrinsic problems in feeding bad gut microbes. Acellular carbohydrates have been associated with a variety of gut problems. No one talks about this, Dr. J.
No, they don't, because, again, the food business is too big. The pharmaceuticals, they haven't come up with a solution yet where the solution is easy. You know, can we prevent gluten intolerance? I'm going to say no. Because I believe it's because of all the pesticides that are killing these enzymes. There is a specific bacteria enzyme, and I can't think of it off the top of my head, that allows us to break down and digest gluten.
Mm-hmm.
When that enzyme is gone, you can't just take a probiotic to put it back in. It doesn't work the same. That's why we are having so much gluten intolerance. Now, how is that enzyme, how is that bacteria getting killed? Well, you and I both know what's happening. I mean, it's the glyphosate, the pesticides in our foods.
Right.
You know, it's all this stuff. So, you know, kind of getting back to Melissa, you know, this is more of a healthier diet. I mean, when you think of when I say bodybuilding, you know, I'm talking about, you know, the sport of bodybuilding no longer is just bodybuilding. It's bikini, figure, physique. It's all the things where you are presenting your body as a sport. We never ate gluten. I mean, we didn't eat breads and wheats. Our carbohydrates came from rice, potatoes, yams.
Tubers, yeah.
You know, yeah, I mean, so we really were gluten-free for the most part. So, again, it's not very difficult. And I know people crave things. Well, that's because normally things that you have an intolerance or you're allergic to, you will crave those. But as I was saying, you got to be careful because even my friendly gluten-free bakery, they are now making gluten-free donuts and gluten-free cinnamon buns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they taste good, but again, they're not healthy. I mean, so, you know, if you want to build a physique, you can do it. Gluten isn't going to help you build your physique. I mean, you don't need to eat, you know, white bread or flours. I mean, there's a ton of other carbohydrate sources that actually work better because those are really slow absorbing.
Yams, and red potatoes,
yeah,
as you point
yams,
out.
Yams, baked potato. But, you know, remember, we talked last week on the show or the week before how I've been having trouble with ground turkey.
Yes.
And it was the Costco brand. Well, I went to Albertsons and I got some more. And, again, I don't know if it's the ground turkey because, again, about a day later, that was the only thing different. I tried it first. That's the only other new thing to my diet at that time, and I had some issues. I'm wondering if there's something going on in the turkey business.
Well, we know
ground turkey.
Yes, they feed turkey lots of stuff. I mean, they feed chickens lots of stuff. We know they're feeding them things right now that 5 years from now we're going to find out that's in the feed, and then go, oh, they have to remove it. But in the meantime, we've eaten it for 5 years, so there's no
doubt. But it's getting worse.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. You know, I mean, I think you know when you're an athlete, you really become in tune with your body, and especially when you go off gluten, you just have a little bit. I mean, you can tell that. It was in something. The bad thing is it takes about 2 or 3 days for that to mature. So it isn't what you just ate like 2 minutes ago, like an allergic reaction. This takes a couple of days, so it's very difficult to think of everything you did for 2 or 3 days. But I'm thinking, man, you know, like you said, they add stuff to it that's not on the label.
It's what they feed the birds has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't think what they feed the birds doesn't end up as a flesh deposition in muscle. Let me tell Let me tell you a story. This is proof positive. My farmer feeds her turkeys pumpkin. All the pumpkin that's left over from pumpkin season, she feeds the turkeys. When we buy turkey from her, the meat has an orange color. This is no
really.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. So let me go a step further. Do you know what the secret to Purdue chicken over Tyson is?
What?
Purdue puts marigold petals in their feed, and that's why their chicken breasts have that beautiful golden color instead of that washed out white purple color that Tyson does.
Really?
So if you don't think the stuff that they're feeding the birds is getting into you, because when you eat the flesh, it's deposited in that flesh. Just look at these two simple tests. If those colors, those carotenoids are ending up in the flesh from the pumpkin, you're eating those carotenoids.
Well, and I know years ago when I was working with HFL and we were developing the first of the steroid screens for dietary supplements, we found that meat sources where they were giving high amounts of steroids to boost up those that muscle mass in those cows, that it was at a detection level in the meat that it would show up positive in a drug test if you ate that meat. So absolutely. I mean, anything that these animals eat is definitely going to end up in the flesh.
Remember when they were feeding chicken? So they used to feed chicken arsenic, because just a small amount of arsenic every day actually makes muscle grow faster. It has an anabolic effect. Now, please, those of you looking for the edge, please don't go out and start taking arsenic, okay?
No.
Don't be a stupid ass. But with that being said, you know, a few years ago, finally, you know, the FDA came around, the USDA came around, they said, oh, you know what, we're going to stop feeding chickens arsenic. In the meantime, people who ate high chicken diets, they were showing up with high arsenic levels in their blood.
Well, we know that the waters that are high in mercury, I mean, that's why you have contaminated fish. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it gets in. You know, what do we do, man? It's difficult because not everybody lives in Montana where you can go buy a grass-fed cow. I mean, most people depend upon the grocery stores.
Yep.
And let's face it, there are no labels. There is no nutrition facts. There are no ingredients. I mean, when you buy protein, it just says chicken. I mean, you don't know anything about it.
Let's do this, Dr. J. Let's take a break, and when we come back, let's focus exclusively on practical solutions.
Okay.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back. Hey, are you looking for an anti-aging doctor in your area? And I'm not just talking about inside the United States. Do you know that if you go to superhumanradio.com and click the A4M banner ad, you can enter your address and information in, and they will give you a list of doctors who you can work with that are forward-leaning about hormone replacement therapies and other things that will help you not get diseases. If your doctor isn't satisfying these needs, fire your doctor. Get yourself a good doctor. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the A4M banner ad today and find a physician in your area. We're talking with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. We're talking about different foods. So obviously, I have a lot of people who tell me, look, you know, Carl, you point out a lot of things. How about some solutions? How about some answers?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it really is easy. I think the biggest solution is you got to read the labels. You know, we got to get back to cooking. You know, when you eat out, you know, restaurants can't guarantee anything gluten-free, and they'll tell you, because if they've got gluten in the kitchen, then there's a possibility of contamination. So if you are really intolerant and you have bad reactions, you know, you just got to get back to cooking. But again, look at the label. anything that contains wheat, or modified food starch. Modified food starch is the biggest secret that they use that contains gluten.
Yeah, you got to watch out for all those things. I just killed your mic for a second, Dr. J, just in case you had a cough. You got to look out for all these things. There are some very innocuous things out there that you won't think. But isn't the solution a mindset, really? So the problem that most people have is, like you said earlier in the interview, right? Oh, I've got to give up bread. This idea that you can't live without a particular food is the first thing that you need to challenge in order for you to be successful with any dietary modification. I don't care if it's getting gluten out of the diet or cutting back on calories because you want to lose weight. You've got to address this notion that food controls you.
Yeah, and I can guarantee you, if you are controlled by food, then there are other areas in your life that you are controlled by, and those are addictions. You know, you need to be able to overcome these addictions, these things. The body doesn't know the difference between one thing to the next. I mean, when you need simple sugars or you need protein, your body will crave something. It's your mind that tells you, you know, I want a donut, when your body is saying, hey, you need some fruit, you need some simple carbs, your blood sugar is low.
Right.
So, yeah, absolutely, it's a mindset. It's doing some a little bit of research, you know, finding out, you know, what type of foods that you want to eat and planning your meals, you know, cook your meals. Get things like Hot Logics, you know, six-pack coolers where you can take your food to work, you know, and not eat out. You know, I was talking to Subway the other day, and I said, you guys ever going to have a gluten-free sandwich? And they said, probably not, because we bake bread here, and there's no way that we could do gluten-free in the same kitchen. And I thought, you know, that was a good answer.
Yeah.
Because for people who are extremely sensitive. Now, some of you, you know, you may only be sensitive to certain types of foods. So my recommendation is you go off gluten for 30 days. Write down all your ailments. 30 days, you see if any of those ailments disappeared. If they did, then you know that you have some type of gluten intolerance. Now, what you can do is if you feel good like I did, you're just going to be off it forever. But you can start to add some things back, but only do one thing at a time. So let's say you like sourdough bread. Add that back in and see if any of those symptoms come back. If they do, your body's telling you that that is not working for you, and you're just going to have to find some replacement. There are enough gluten-free bakeries around the country where if you do like breads like I do, that, you know, they can make a good tasting bread, and you become adapted. I actually think these breads are better than regular breads. They're a little thicker, and I kind of like that German, what do they call those breads, farm breads, you know, where mm-hmm. they got a little something to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting you say sourdough, because real sourdough bread, the process of making real sourdough bread, the fermentation process destroys the gluten. Did
you
know that?
Yeah, and if you can, I had heard that.
Yeah, and but the problem is the modern sourdough bread is not fermented long enough. They ferment it for a couple hours as it moves through a conveyor process. They expose it to higher heats to speed up. It's got to ferment overnight.
Yep, but it's just being creative. You know, it's looking for recipes and getting back to cooking. You know, and staying away from all the processed stuff. Like I said, the modified food starch is in everything. It's a thickener. You know, that's what they use to thicken. And in the food industry, you see all these ingredients that you don't know what they are. Well, they're just about making things taste better, feel better, mouthfeel, and things of that nature.
Yeah.
But, you know, getting back to basic proteins and basic carbohydrates, healthy diet plans, you know.
And cooking your meals, like you said,
preparation
is critical. It's only in the beginning until you get these meals down that you like. The average person eats 9 different things a week. So it's just mm-hmm. a matter of building those 9 foods. And that may take you a couple of weeks to figure out and how to prepare and but then once you got that, you prep your food ahead of time. You cook. And if you're not cooking, you're really making a big mistake. What do you think of that?
Absolutely. And it's cheaper. I mean, I see people here I work with that they eat out breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They do no cooking. And they wonder why they have all kind of gut issues, health issues. They're tired. They're sick all the time. You know, you don't have to be a chef to learn how to cook. You know, you gave me a Hot Logic, and that was the most amazing thing ever, because all you got to do is take some frozen chicken. Anybody can put a little salt and pepper on it.
Right.
You know, put in some sliced potatoes that you baked in the microwave. Add some vegetables. I mean, you know, today I got chicken with some black beans on it with a little bit of seasoning, and I'm trying to get kale to work, you know. So I'm kind of working on that. But you end up with a hot meal, and it's healthy, it's gluten free, versus going out to, you know, McDonald's or some fast food place. Not only is it high in gluten, but who knows what else it's in there. So yeah, you got to get back to cooking, folks. That's a lost art in America.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything we need to plug at the end of this interview?
Hey, you know, I guess thanks for listening for the show. You know, look for Supplement Santa. You know, one of the things that I always do, too, is, you know, if you're looking for a supplement or maybe you're not happy with what you're taking, you want to try something new, you always can send me an email and get in on the test drive program, which the whole thing is, if you go buy a car, you would not buy a car without taking it for a test drive.
Right.
So why would you go buy supplements without being able to take it for a drive? So if you'd like to test drive EFX Sports, I've got some great packages I'm sending out. I've got some nice little EFX Sports footballs that are in there. And you'll be pleasantly surprised. So if you use sports nutrition and you want to try it, go to Superhuman Radio. And you can find Ask the Scientist. You can send me an email there. Go like my Facebook page and keep up with what's going on. You can also message me or email me from there, and I'll send you out a kit.
Good stuff. And I will be in Montana very shortly. Where when I get there, I eat steak for every meal.
Brother, we're going to be having steak again, man. Yeah. I was thinking about that the other day. It's just not the same. You and I sitting down having some steak and mushrooms, and
that's it. Mushrooms. That's what I had yesterday. I had ground beef and a huge portobello mushroom, the size of a manhole cover. I cut it into slices.
Oh, I love it.
And I put it in my Hot Logic. I had it after the show. It was fantastic.
Nice. That's what I had the day before, man. So
can't beat it. Can't beat it. All right, Dr. J. So we'll see you next week, brother.
Take care, everybody. Bye bye.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about something that's equally important and kind of in the vein of what we were just talking about. And that is strategies for sticking to your weight loss program. A lot of people, they choose something. They choose, I don't care what it is, Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, the keto diet. But they don't stick to it long enough to see any progress. And they just hop from thing to thing to thing. I'm going to talk about strategies to keep you from doing that with Dr. John White. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely.
That's why I both use and endorse Can-See Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. You know, people hop from thing to thing, and this is primarily the reason that they don't have success. This is true of everything in life, to be honest with you. But it's never been more true about weight loss. Weight loss is a result of doing the same things over and over again for a long enough period of time to see results, and people don't stick around long enough. And so my next guest is Dr. John White. How you doing, Dr. John?
Doing great, thank you. Thank you so much for...
I'm going to refer to you as Dr. Program. John. We're going to be buddies on the air for a little while, okay? All right. And Dr. John White, while he practices in Tennessee, he actually lives in Mississippi. And Mississippi has the unfortunate title of being the most obese state in the country. And so Dr. John knows a thing or two about this discussion. And, you know, Dr. John, one of the things that always boggles my mind, and this could be a result of the unfairness of the way companies advertise diets and diet products, the level of unrealistic expectations combined with not understanding that it took you 20 years to get as fat as you are, whoever you are out there, including myself. I mean, I've been through this. And I can talk about this openly and say things that other people can't because I have a card in my wallet that says I used to be a fat person, like a really, really fat person. But people don't realize, well, it took you 15 years to put on those 80 pounds, 90 pounds. And now because of some commercial about this magic pill, you expect to become ripped and shredded in 5 months. And then we have TV shows like The Biggest Loser that perpetuate this misinformation. What do you think about that?
Well, it's unfortunate that but it's so tragically true. It's very, very common for people to expect a magic pill, a magic potion, you know, some kind of magic formula, something that will fix the problem for them. And I face this every day in my clinical practice. People coming in the door saying, look, I know I'm overweight. I know I'm diabetic. And I just want that pill. You know there is one. I want you to give me that pill. And I summarize this quote commonly that I heard Oprah speak on one of her programs a few years ago, where somebody from the audience said, hey, tell us the truth. There's a pill you can take for weight loss, right? And her response quickly was, honey, if there wasn't a, you know I'd own that company, right? So that's just the reality, is that there's not a magic pill. Now, it doesn't mean that there aren't some pharmaceutical agents that help, and we want to keep that in mind, that there are some things that we can use, but it's not a single modality. You don't take the magic pill and wake up thin.
Or I'd like to inject something here. Or you don't take the magic pill and forego reducing the high-risk behavior that got you there in the first place. Because I think a lot of people think, oh, I'm taking metformin now. I can continue to eat like crap.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I think the first thing we have to realize is that if we, especially in Mississippi, where we do struggle, in fact, with this obesity problem like nowhere else, if you eat the way the neighbor to your right and the neighbor to your left eats, there's a very high probability that you're going to look like those people. So if that's the struggle that we face, is that people say, well, I'm just doing what I see people at my church or at my country club do, or my friends or my neighbors. What do you mean I need to cut down on eating fast food? Well, I mean, that's what everybody does, isn't it?
Right. And it's just, and the problem is, by and large, the medical orthodoxy promotes this concept that food is food is food. Oh, no, there's no magic in food. If there was, we would learn something about nutrition in school, and they don't.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, that's the unfortunate reality, is that in unfortunately most households, particularly in the lower income households, food, the norm for food, is handed out of a drive-through window every day. And people eat it every day. And children in particular are terribly, terribly at risk for the health problems down the road that come from a regular diet of processed fast foods. And that's every day. It's every household.
Okay, so as you're talking, you know, the ADHD in me, like I've got all these thoughts bouncing around. So the first thing I'm thinking of, well, these locations, these socioeconomically underserved locations, they tend not to have Trader Joe's, Whole Foods. And so they are termed food deserts. But then I'm thinking, but they do have grocery stores. They have, you know, Alpha Beta or Kroger's or some equivalent. And people aren't even going there and buying chicken and potatoes and cooking chicken and potatoes. They're driving through KFC and picking up a bucket of fried chicken and mashed potatoes that aren't even really mashed potatoes. They're like, I don't know, some pulverized powder that they add water to and then they warm up.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, even the people that do go to the grocery store, I can't believe I have to admit this about many of my patients, but they really don't even know how to shop for the food that will support their goals for being lean and healthy. You go into the grocery store, you're guided directly into the middle aisles of the grocery store. There's where all the shelf-stable, manufactured, processed food is sitting. And it's cost-effective, and so people will go and buy stuff that comes in boxes and bags that was made in a factory, predominantly made out of refined grain, acellular carbohydrates, as we call it.
I just talked about those the first half hour. Good. This is great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so that, and they take that food home and they cook that, and that's food. So that's the next better thing in their minds. They really didn't think about the fact that none of that's in this whole form. That, you know, it's food that was, again, it was made in a factory. And unfortunately, you know, food manufacturers in this country have failed us, Carl.
Oh, everybody in this country has failed us, Dr. John. we could start, we're going to focus on food, but what's happening to this population, this civilization today, is shocking and appalling to me on so many different fronts. And It's sad. I mean, you know what? We are really dangerously close to going places that there's no coming back from, especially when we talk about the level of chronic disease that's a result of gut problems, that's a result of the stuff that people are eating today that they call food. And it's and you know what? The medical orthodoxy doesn't put this stuff together. They just don't. And it's scary. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about stick-to-itiveness. I want to talk about motivation. How do you take a person who is a neophyte to any of this discussion and get them to understand that they got to do something long enough to see results? We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Dr. John White. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending, Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today.
BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this.
Welcome back. So if you live in the UK, the single best protein powder in the world, and I say that with complete sincerity, is Thrive Advanced, THRIVAdvanced.com. I'm sorry, THRIVProtein.com. It's a blend built around the model, the blueprint of mother's milk. And it's available in the EU and Canada now, thanks to Predator Nutrition. So if you are in the EU or Canada and you want to try Thrive Advanced, you can get a one-pound jug at Predator Nutrition. Check that out. We're talking with Dr. John White right now. Dr. John, plug your clinic, please, before we move on with this discussion.
Yeah, thank you. I'd love to. It is a life passion of mine to be able to practice, for lack of a better term, what we call a proactive medicine. And this is an opportunity to help people lose weight correctly in a way that is healthy and sustainable. So we call that medical weight loss. And then we address some of the other epidemic problems among our population today, which are things like metabolic and hormonal imbalances. It's a topic for another day, but very, very important. The practice is called the Transformation Doctor, and it's located in Memphis, Tennessee, very near where my wife and I live. And we are passionate about it, and we are having beautiful results. And it's all based on, again, evidence-based, science-based weight loss principles. And we incorporate the principles that I've learned over the course of 20 years of thinking about this stuff and reading thousands of books and literature about how to lose weight and keep it off. Our patients are getting fantastic results. I very much look forward to telling you more detail about that.
Well, okay, so we're gonna talk a little bit in the next segment about pharmaceutical interventions to enhance progress, because progress is important, because progress begets, success begets more success.
Nothing succeeds like success.
Yeah, but the initial phases, and you may have heard what I said at the intro, you know, people don't stick to anything long enough. They don't realize that, 15 years to put on 85 pounds, and now all of a sudden you expect to just shed it in this, like, people pick up arbitrary, I want to lose 3 pounds a week. Like, do you even know if it's possible for you to lose 3 pounds a week? That's, so how do you motivate people to stick to something long enough to see results?
Well, that's a very good question, and that is a very common struggle among people who are attempting to help folks with their weight. The first thing that we have to get them to understand is that they have to get a clear picture in their mind that it can be done. Many, many of these people, Carl, have lost hope. So you have to, first thing I want to know is, do you believe it's possible for you to get this weight off? And if they don't, then we've got some work to do. If they do have just a glimmer of hope, then I'll build on that. And so then we get a very, very clear, get them to get a clear vision of how much they want to weigh. Now let me back up 1 second and say, we talk about weight loss because it's just the term we use in our culture. But Carl, you and I both know that really more what this is about your body composition.
That's right.
So we want people to be losing their weight as body fat. I shouldn't say I don't care how much I weigh. I do. But what I care about is how much of what I weigh is made out of the stuff I want it to be made out of.
Right.
I.e. lean body mass. So we try to take the people's focus off the scale, and we measure body fat using the bioimpedance. It's easy, inexpensive way to track body composition.
And for people out there who say, well, that's inaccurate, who cares? As long as it's inaccurate every time you check and it's moving in the right direction.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a sort of thing that we track with, in terms of a pinpoint, absolute gold standard tool for diagnosing body composition. The best thing we have right now is a full-body DEXA scan. You know, the DEXA scan is the same thing that the doctor does on postmenopausal ladies to check their bone density. That's the gold standard in terms of measuring body composition. But, you know, very few people have a DEXA scan in their practice, and it's expensive and that sort of thing. But we can track it with reasonable accuracy using the body fat scale, so to speak. And you do that with these patients starting from the day they walk in, right on through until they get into maintenance, and it's every week. And that's the first thing that I want people to understand, is that to get this done and to keep people on track is going to require some accountability. They're going to have to make a commitment that they're going to need to come in every week, whether they did good or did badly, and get on the scale and talk to somebody who will be supportive, but yet at the same time is going to hold them accountable to do what they know they want to do. We find that to be invaluable in terms of helping people stay on track. It's the accountability component.
Yeah.
And the second aspect of that is also the camaraderie. This is very hard to do this in isolation. We've talked about that a little earlier. I mean, these people are used to doing what they see people doing who live next door to them. And unfortunately, if they're one of the 75% of the people in America that we estimate are sensitive to eating refined carbohydrates, then they're going to get the same results. They're going to develop obesity as a result. So they need some camaraderie among people who are like-minded. And that's again what we provide in the context of health coaches that we employ in our practice, that these folks come in and see every week, or they could come in every day if they needed to. So, camaraderie and accountability, those are the two most important things after they've determined what their specific goal is in terms of their body composition.
I think I'd like to add one thing to that list. I think that I'd like to add short-term goals that have nothing to do with weight loss. And what I mean by that is, so when I decided to lose my body fat, I was very fortunate. I just got lucky that I had a heart condition that I discovered progressive resistance training could actually reverse over time. So I was focused on strength, getting stronger. I wasn't focused on body fat loss at all. I really wasn't. I was convinced that if I focused on strength, two things were possible. Number one, very, very short-term measurable goals. A rep a week, 2 pounds in this movement a week, that I could see progress. And that week-to-week progress motivated me to keep moving forward. The other thing was, it's kind of like somebody makes you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich because they want you to eat bread, but you're eating peanut butter and jelly at the same time. You can't help get where you want to go, even though the focus isn't the destination. And so by focusing on gaining strength, I was actually causing my body to undergo recomposition. And that was a slow, but I wasn't measuring it, but it was happening, a slow switch over from body fat to lean body mass, making up my overall weight. And so even though the scale wasn't changing, I could see, wow, my waist is actually getting smaller. My arms are bigger than they were before, but yet I'm still the same weight. I don't need a bod pod. I don't need a DEXA scan to know something's happening here. I'm obviously losing fat and something else is making me heavy, and I'm not eating lead, so it's got to be muscle.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no question about it. Recomposition is where it's at for you and I. Now, of course, you and I have, Carl, we have a little bit different set of goals for our own bodies than the average person. I'd consider us part of the what we call the muscular minority.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I want to keep it that way. I'm a proud member of that club.
Right.
I work very hard to make to keep my membership active.
And especially when you start to read research that I've been reading for over a decade now that shows that strength equals longevity, that strength equals mitigation of onset of diseases. Look now, the type of resistance training that we promote in this show has profound effects on cognition, brain function, brain size, neuroplasticity. It's like, wait a minute, I'm not even lifting weights with my brain, and my brain's being benefited from this.
Absolutely. So, yeah, there's no end to the benefit of correctly executed, consistently performed resistance exercise. And that's a struggle for those of us who help people struggling with their weight, because everybody just has begun to equate exercise with low intensity cardio.
Yep.
And I'm sure you hear that all the time when you're speaking to people on your show, Carl. People who think the first thing most guys think when you say, "Well, what are you going to do to get some of this body fat off?" "Well, I'm going to join the gym, or I'm going to get a treadmill." Well, they don't join the gym to work out. They go up there to walk on a treadmill or an elliptical for half an hour. Unfortunately, I mean, we've got excellent clinical evidence that accomplishes very, very little. And you've probably seen some of these people that win marathons.
They look horrible. They're sickly looking, and they are sickly.
Yeah,
they develop idiopathic atrial fib. Lone AFib. They develop all these illnesses. They have kidney problems from the running and hydrating at the same time. The kidneys embargo fluid. It's like, oh my God! Didn't you hear that the reason the guy is named after Marathon is because he ran back to Marathon to tell them about how the war was going, and he died upon arriving there? It's like, you never heard that story? Is a great idea. This guy killed him. Let's all do this.
Right. Oh, man. Well, look, everybody has to do a little cardio or some amount of cardio for the purpose of we're helping toward this body recomposition. But
yes,
I try to create these mental pictures in patients' minds when I'm talking about exercise. And I'll have them picture, in their mind, that body type of a typical endurance racer. They're very, very, their arms and legs are sort of emaciated looking. And some of them actually have a little jiggly gut. And these are people that can run 40 miles.
Yes, I know. I see that. It's almost like, yeah. And I think it has a lot to do with the kind of stress that they undergo. Because I think when the body undergoes stress, it doesn't care where the stress is coming from. It says, hey, we may need some body fat. Something bad could happen. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about pharmaceutical interventions. Because I'm not a proponent of throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Pharmaceuticals can be leveraged to help. They just should never become this is it forever kind of a thing. So let's do that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary culinary dessert with 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Researchers know that the place to go is PurchasePeptides.net. Use the code SHR and save 30% off all of their already low, low prices. Most of their stuff is American-made. Check it out. We're talking right now with Dr. John White. Okay, so metformin. What do you think of it?
Well, you know, I like metformin for most people. We know that it's safe for people whose kidneys are functioning well. We know that it is associated with a reduction in body fat percentage if utilized in conjunction with a low refined carbohydrate diet. And we also know, if you're looking at some of the data, just observational stuff, you know, there's compelling reason for a lot of people to be taking it just for what appears to be for the prevention of many different types of cancers. So I'm a big proponent of metformin for more than one reason. Now, unfortunately, there's a little bit of data out there, Carl, that you may know about that shows that it might actually have a role. It might actually be somewhat catabolic to muscle.
Yeah, or if not catabolic, let's just say static to muscle. So it shuts off mTORC very effectively. Mm-hmm. And if you're taking it as prescribed, most people take it twice a day. Some people take it as much as 4 times a day. So over the day, the signal for the anabolic response or the protein synthetic response is just basically shut off.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. You know what? That aside, maybe you can overcome that with certain things. That aside, why not resveratrol? Resveratrol has been shown in several good studies to be milligram for milligram more effective than the gold standard metformin at regulating glucose levels and helping to shift the insulin receptor landscape to a more sensitive state. What about that?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, there's compelling evidence that resveratrol is very effective in terms of body recomposition assistance, largely due to insulin sensitivity, we believe. But, you know, have you ever thought about how many glasses of red wine you have to drink in order to get a therapeutic
dose? Oh, no. I mean, I'm talking about taking a trans resveratrol supplement. You have to drink 1,000 bottles of wine a day to get the amount of resveratrol that has been written about in studies that show that it improves SIRT1 production, it gives you the effects of exercise, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Yeah, so that's the point I wanted to make for the audience, is that you would have your work cut out for you to be able to get what we consider a therapeutic dose of resveratrol by drinking wine. In fact, you'd die quicker, much too early to enjoy the benefit.
Right.
I mean, it takes a lot more than you can get. Although, the smaller doses, I'm not knocking that. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that to utilize it, as a nutraceutical, we're going to have to take a significantly higher dose. Similar situation for getting enough of the omega-3 fatty acids. Have you ever thought about how much cold water fish you have to eat in order to get a therapeutic dose of
omega-3? I do it 4 times a week. I eat a 14-ounce can of chicken of the sea, boiled salmon, which is very, very good. There's 35 grams of total fat, 7 grams of omega-3s in that. And that's really the way we should be getting. We should be getting our omega-3s not in little doses daily, but bolus doses several times a week, because the research shows then the DHA is not burned up as energy, but instead stored in fat cells, which is where you want your omega-3s to be stored. So, but yeah, I mean, people have to spend some money. They have to crack open, the piggy bank and buy and eat fish probably at least 4 days a week, if not more often.
And I agree with you. I think the most cost-effective way to do that is going to be learn to like to eat canned pink salmon.
Yeah. I love it. I love the bones. I love, people like they grow. Oh, my God. The bones, they break. They just crush. They're gone. They're so good.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, and I don't think there's anything in that can of salmon that's going to interfere with your ketogenic diet, for that matter.
No, because there's plenty of fat. You just may have to add some fat to it. Okay, so metformin thumbs up as an interventional tool. What about these injectables like Victoza, which is that a ghrelin agonist, I want to say? Victoza is used for people who have insulin resistance, but it does affect body fat composition, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, we're all over looking for new ways to treat type 2 diabetes. It is holding hands with the obesity epidemic in this country. And I may not have mentioned this in the beginning. I'm actually one of a small minority of docs in this country that's board certified in obesity medicine. So, I don't happen to just be a little old country doc that's treating a bunch of fat people.
Right.
I went to the trouble to figure out the specifics of how to do this well. And I can tell you that we're just starting to scratch the surface of what actually is the hormonal cause, if you will, that will precipitate in a person becoming morbidly obese. And it involves lots of hormones that didn't even have names 15 years ago, like you mentioned, things like leptin and ghrelin.
Right.
I mean, who knew these things even existed? Now we're starting to figure out how very, very important they are in regulation and modulation of people's body fat storage versus utilization as fuel. So, yeah, most of these drugs are sort of growing out of this giant tsunami of type 2 diabetes that's coming as a result of this obesity epidemic. And one of them, started out as a medication that was called Victoza. It's an injectable sort of thing, but now there recently there was an FDA approval for a larger dose of this medication to be used specifically in the treatment of obesity. And that one is called Saxenda. I guess it's okay to say these words on the air,
of
right?
Of course, of course. They're never going to advertise on my show anyway, so don't worry.
I had
Sigma Tau, the makers of VSL number 3, so close to pulling the trigger, because I've been promoting that probiotic for probably since 2008, 2009. Mm-hmm. And they went to their legal department went to my website, and they're like, oh, wait, he's got a CBD oil guy and he's got a peptide guy. And they were like, no, our legal department won't let us advertise on your show. None of the pharmaceutical companies are ever going to advertise on my show. Not that I would have them, but there could be some out there that I think deserve merit, but they're never going to advertise it. So you could say all the names you want. Don't worry about it.
Well, you know, people have been taking medications for a long, long time for weight loss, even before they were considered medications. You know, there's people have been taking all sorts of things over the course of, you know, human history, after we became agrarian societies and these kinds of things, after it started becoming a problem for certain people. You guys may know that, you know, one of the original diet pills in America was a medication that was called phentermine. It was introduced in 1959.
Yeah, in combination with fentamine and fentanyl. Wait, is it fentamine and something else?
Well, let me make a clarification. Fen-phen, since you brought it up, was actually a combination of two medications.
Right.
It's unfortunate that their names sound so similar. The first one was just plain old phentermine, which
right.
has been out, like I said, it's been out since 1959.
Right.
It was called Atipex when it was originally introduced. You know, it's been on the market ever since. It's been generic for many, many years. And it's on the market now. In fact, I prescribe it. I wouldn't say regularly, but when it's indicated, I can prescribe that for people who we're wanting to get started on one of our weight loss programs who is struggling with their appetite. And unfortunately, many of these people are addicted to carbohydrates.
Yep.
So they are going to really suffer when they're making that transition into ketosis, into medical ketosis, which, Carl, you and I both know what that means and I think are on the same page about it.
Right.
So sometimes we give them a little appetite suppressant, just briefly, in order to get them into that transition. But phentermine was one of the components of fen-phen. The other one was a medication called fenfluramine.
That's it.
Now,
yeah.
That's the one that's been taken off the market, the one that's been identified as causing heart problems.
And that was more of an amphetamine, was it not?
Well, phentermine is what's called a sympathomimetic amine.
It's a
very, very similar medication to an amphetamine.
Right.
The fenfluramine, on the other hand, was more, oh gosh, in the family of medications you might think of as an antidepressant.
Oh.
It manipulated neurotransmitters to a degree. Unfortunately, it was also shown to have some problems causing valvular disease in heart, you know, people's hearts. So,
and interestingly enough, things that are SSRIs are also associated with this because they don't upregulate serotonin just in the brain, but in all tissue. And any tissue that is susceptible to high serotonin levels being a bad idea, like the heart valves, they start to produce problems. So that's very interesting, huh?
Yeah. So, you know, so the fen-phen is over, but phentermine is still on the market. You know, if you look at the long-term safety data, it's much more dangerous to take Tylenol regularly than it would be to take phentermine. But phentermine has an Achilles heel in that people develop a tolerance to it after a period of time. And so if you're counting on the pill to do the job for you, you're setting yourself up to fail. It's an opportunity. It's a window of opportunity to get rid of some old habits that are not serving you well and to implement some new habits that will serve your goal for yourself. So, you know, people have been prescribing medication to lose weight for a long time. I'm not averse to it, but I promise you it's just a piece of the puzzle. It is not the entire solution.
So here's what I want to do. I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about intermittent fasting, low carbohydrate, and since you invoked ketogenic, ketosis, and talk about some unique situations that people who are already insulin resistant have to be aware of. Should they say, this is the way I'm going to do it. I'm not going to use pharmaceuticals. I'm going to do this. We're talking with Dr. John White. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Super Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Need an anti-aging doctor? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the A4M banner ad. Enter your address into the fields, and they will find you a doctor that is A4M certified. And this isn't just for the United States. My listeners in the UK and Canada, if you don't have a doctor that's doing the things that you think he needs to do, and you're looking for a more forward-leaning, well-informed physician, you can find one at superhumanradio.com. We're talking right now with one of those informed physicians, and that's Dr. John White, about what it takes to lose weight. And this is a big problem. You know, people probably like, oh, Carl, why are you doing this show? Because we have a lot of new listeners, and they hear us talk about the things that we're doing, and they feel lost. They're like, well, how do I even get on first base? Forget about doing the things that you guys are talking about. And then we just lose them. And we can't lose them. We have to change people's attitudes about what they can accomplish. Well, we're going to be paying for a very sick population for a very long time. Okay, so with that being said, intermittent fasting, low-carbohydrate diets, ketogenic diets, they have one whenever I have somebody who is moderately to severely insulin resistant, either they've got full-blown type 2 diabetes or they're right there. I always ask them, you know, what happens if you don't eat for a couple hours? Oh, I can't. I got to eat. I got to eat. I wake up in the middle of the night. I have to eat because I get the shakes. And the last thing I'm going to say to them was, oh, cut all your carbs out. Or better yet, go keto. I mean, these people can go into, for lack of better terms, a diabetic coma. They're so dependent on blood sugar. So how do you shift the person who says, look, Dr. John, I don't want metformin. I don't want Victoza. I don't want Phentermine. I want to do this on my own. I want to fix the problem. And I don't want to use any crutches. Give me the straight scoop here. I want to start and how do you get them into intermittent fasting without having them pass out one night on the way to work?
Well, that's a fantastic question. And I face that on a very regular basis with patients. Like we said before, you know, the obesity problem has brought a tsunami of type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes to the average physician's practice. And so the first thing I want patients to understand is that the people who get something done about it are usually the people that get angry. I mean, you got to get angry about where you find yourself. If you don't get some emotion involved and take some ownership of the fact that that you're in a bad spot and you got to get something done. You got to get patients to take ownership, first of all. So I'll tell them, look, if you're not pissed at yourself, you're not ready. So, you know, let's go back and talk about some pills. But that's chapter one. You got to get angry. And then chapter two is, let's get honest. You know, what you've been doing is not working. So it's time to think about doing something different. All right, so most of the time, people don't really even know, honestly, Carl, they don't even know how badly they're messing up. So the first thing, action I want them to take after they've gotten angry and gotten honest, is that I want them to get a food diary.
Yeah.
And I want them to just for a short window of time, not every day of life, but just in the beginning, I want them to write down everything they put in their mouth for 2, sometimes 3 days, depending on what day of the week they start. You know, people's diets have a tendency to be different between the weekdays and the weekends. So I want it to cross over onto a weekend day just so we can really get a good, accurate picture. But, you know, a food diary. I mean, how many people have ever done it? Well, very, very few. So that's the part of that getting honest is just write down what you eat and let's talk about it. So then they want to know, well, what do I do? Well, what do I need to stop eating? Well, I mean, you and I could talk about this subject for 10 programs. We could talk about it for 2 weeks and not get it all said. So I've kind of had to boil it down to some real basic principles. And I have to make it rhyme so that I can write this stuff down on the back of a tongue depressor. You know, that little popsicle stick?
Yeah, I remember them. Yeah.
The doctor's office.
I don't think doctors use those anymore, do they?
Well, you know, I try not to because I hate to gag people. But,
yeah.
You know, if they can't get their tongue out of the way, you got to look back there somehow. So they mostly just sit there in a little glass jar. So I thought, well, you know, if I write this stuff out on a piece of paper, they'll lose that before the end of this day.
Right.
But if I write them on a popsicle stick, they're going to take that home. And a lot of people have told me, many, many people have said, I got your diet book on a stick stuck on my refrigerator door. So
that's wonderful.
Anyway, so here's what the first chapter is. If it's white, don't bite. Okay, well, what's white? Well, it's first of all, everybody knows it's sugar. We're talking about refined carbs, right? White carbohydrates. Well, sugar is white. People always say, well, that didn't count. Brown sugar doesn't count, does it? Well, nobody knows that brown sugar is just white sugar with molasses poured
right
back in.
They left them, right, exactly.
Yeah, so anyway, they're trying to bust me on some of these. Like, then I'll say, well, the other white one is wheat flour, things made out of flour. And they'll say, well, what about that wheat flour? You know what I mean? That
whole
brown
wheat
stuff.
Whole wheat. Yeah, the whole wheat. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, the difference between white flour and wheat flour is that white flour is refined bleached wheat. And wheat flour, whole wheat flour, is refined unbleached wheat. It's the same stuff. It just didn't get bleached, right? And then cornmeal is white until you cook it. Cornmeal's a big issue in the South, you know. I mean, people think they have to have cornbread with everything. But again, we know, you know, cornmeal was probably bad before all the corn got genetically modified, but we know that it's I see more people having problems with their blood sugar because of cornbread in the South than really just about anything else. So then we talk about white rice and white potatoes. Again, just keeping it on the theme of if it's white, don't bite. Now, they get to add back some rice and potatoes later, but if they're wanting to do something quickly, just remember, if it's white, don't bite. And then most people get that. They'll go, yeah, I can remember that, Doc. But then the next question is, well, now what's left to eat? You know, a lot of these guys look at me and ladies and say, well, that's everything there is, right? I don't eat anything except the white carbohydrates. So I had to make another silly rhyme. And, you know, sorry, I'm not a poet, but I made this rhyme just so people could remember it. And these are not in order of importance, okay? So what to eat? It's bones, beans, eggs, and greens. All right. Again, not in order of importance, just rhymes, okay? But bones means animal protein. You know, I mean, if we neglect our protein in our diet, I don't have to tell you what's going to happen to our lean muscle mass, right? It's going to slip. And so what happens to our metabolic rate when we lose our lean muscle mass? It goes down. And so subsequently, if we lose weight incorrectly, as in we lose it as lean mass, we're going to mess up our metabolic rate, and we can't even eat the stuff we used to be able to get away with eating. So that's bones. Beans is just legumes, particularly kidney beans. There's some compelling data about the effectiveness of occasional small dose use of kidney beans in the diet. They did some rat studies that showed they were very much that just regular small meals of kidney beans was associated with significantly lower body fat percentage and higher lean mass.
Interesting.
But I like beans. They fill you up. And, you know, a lot of people's problems is that they say, I'd love to do this stuff, but none of that stuff fills me up, Doc. I need something that fills up my stomach. Well, beans are a very volume-producing, space-occupying food. So I like beans from that standpoint. They're a reasonable source of protein. Not the best, but, you know, it's certainly better than other, you know, it's better than no protein.
Right.
So,
right.
Anyway, bones, beans, eggs, and greens. Eggs just means chicken eggs. You and I know that's a great source of protein.
Right.
I like the omega-3 eggs just for the little extra omega-3 that you can get, but eggs are good. That's a fantastic source of protein. And greens is the biggest and most important thing besides bones, and that is every green leafy thing. We know for a fact that we're not getting enough. So, and you know, my favorite happens to be organic baby spinach. Do you guys eat a lot of that, Carl?
Yeah, we do eat a lot of spinach, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was pleased to learn not long ago that all the carbohydrates in spinach are fiber. All of them.
Yeah.
So, you don't even have to deduct your fiber carbs out
of spinach. Yeah, eat until you're full. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, Dr. John, we are actually coming to the end of this interview.
Okay.
So I like this concept. It makes it simple for people to follow. We're going to have you back on the show because you're going to be publishing a book very shortly that has all this great information in it. And it's not going to be on the back of popsicle sticks. It's actually going to be a book, right?
Right.
But
we're actually going to use two tongue depressors.
There you go. Two tongue depressors. There you go. And hinge them together. But we'll have you back on the show. I want to thank you for making time to come on. This is all lots of good information. Hopefully people will apply it. And if you have questions for Dr. John White, send them to onair@superhumanradio.com. We'll make sure he answers them next time around. Listen, thanks so much for being here today.
No, it's my pleasure. And by all means, if anybody wants to reach out at thetransformationdoctor.com, that's the website for our transformational medical practice in Memphis, Tennessee.
There you go. If you're close, drive in. All right, listen, we'll talk soon, okay?
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about traumatic brain injury, but from a different angle. You're going to like it. Stay tuned.
MetabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. Iron Mag Labs.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. You know, we've been talking a lot more about traumatic brain injury on the show, probably since, I want to say about 2010, when my good friend, Dr. Mark, oh God, I just forgot Mark's last name. Isn't that terrible? Anyway, we've been talking about TBI a lot. And as a result of that, we know that there's lots of emerging research coming out about traumatic brain injury. We're seeing it more in populations. Maybe we just know more about it and we're testing more. But there seems to be some research that shows that individuals who suffer from TBI are at a greater risk of also falling prey to unintentional injury. And my next guest is Dr. Juliet Harbauer Krupa. Welcome to the show. I'm going to call you Dr. Juliet. Is that okay?
That is fine. Thank you so much. And we really appreciate your interest in this topic.
Yes, and this is important. So this is, you actually with the National Center for Injury and Prevention at the CDC, control, I'm sorry, at the CDC, correct?
Yes. Yes, I'm on the traumatic brain injury team in that division.
Dr. Mark Gordon, I couldn't think of. I suffered a traumatic brain injury for something. But anyway, you know, this is really interesting. So, I have to ask you this question first. Are we seeing more traumatic brain injury today, or are we able to identify it better, where in the past it would have just been written off by as some idiopathic problem someone had?
That's a very good question. On our CDC site, we do track data from emergency department visits. We don't differentiate by severity in this data. And of that, we estimate, in our recent estimates, there's about 2.5 million traumatic brain injury emergency department visits annually. And so if there's an increase, the only way we're systematically tracking it right now is through emergency department visits. And there's limitations in that data because it doesn't account for people who don't seek treatment, people in the military, and so some of those limitations make it difficult to say what's increasing over time and also why it's increasing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we are thankful for all the recognition of traumatic brain injury by folks like yourself, and the sports has brought it to the forefront, too. We really appreciate that because that helps us get a better understanding about what happens after traumatic brain injury, which is why we were interested in this special issue that you have highlighted on your show. So back in 2010... Brent Missell and Dr. DeWitt authored an article called Traumatic Brain Injury is a Chronic Condition. And what they did was do a literature review of all the health effects from traumatic brain injury. And that was the first piece of literature that really talked about the fact that if you have a traumatic brain injury, you may have longer-term effects than just visiting the doctor and recovering from the injury.
Right.
You may have longer-term health effects. And many of the literature is on individuals with more severe injuries because that's what we're able to study. And then in 2014, I was part of an article with Traumatic Brain Injury Model Systems. That's a group. They have a data and statistical center led by Dr. Cindy Harrison Felix. And with that, we've done several projects with them where we've collaborated to look at their data that they have that is on individuals ages 16 and above, 16 and older, who have been admitted to inpatient rehabilitation with moderate to severe brain injury. And they look at 1, 3, and 5-year outcomes. So it's a very rich data set. They have 20 years of data. And they have weighted that data so that we can compare it to a more general population. And that's where we got the information on life expectancy. We were very interested with that article on looking at what happens to people after the injury, and that's where we got some of the estimates of life expectancy, like they're 2.3 times more likely to die after the traumatic brain injury. And some of the risk factors include things like unintentional injury. So from that, I was asked by neurorehabilitation, or CDC was asked, to lead an issue on unintentional injury following TBI. So we know that there's a lot of causes of the TBI in the first place, but in individuals who have been in the hospital with moderate to severe injuries, what are reasons that they are having, they have more risk for death and additional traumatic brain injuries?
Okay, so I have to inject the question because
I
have ADHD when it comes to this sort of stuff. So are you able to assign the very first event that leads to the TBI?
Mm-hmm.
How it happened? For instance, if an elderly person falls,
mm-hmm,
and they hit their head, well, then it makes sense they're probably going to fall again as they move forward because they're already falling. They may have fallen 5 or 6 times and not hit their head, but the one time they hit their head, they end up with a concussion or something. They're in and the TBI shows up. Are you able to tease out, like, oh, this person, they had no problems being ambulatory. They got hit in the head with a baseball bat. They have a TBI versus the person who fell. And we don't know if the fall was a result of some diminishing capacity to begin with. And the TBI just kind of progressed with it.
Yeah, that's a very good point, because one thing that is difficult to tease out is how co-occurring conditions contribute to outcomes after you have a TBI. So in the case of the first case you mentioned, where there was an older person who fell, it may be that they initially fell because they had some other medical condition that made them weak, and mm-hmm. then they fell and as a result of that fall experienced a traumatic brain injury and right. went to the hospital. If they go to seek medical care, in the medical records, healthcare providers write exactly how the injury occurred.
Right.
Okay, some of that's coded by something called E-codes, but many times it's a narrative where they'll say patient fell while getting into car or whatever, the fell in their home. So if they are diagnosed with TBI and the cause is indicated, that's very important. And from there, where they go in the healthcare continuum determines how much they'll learn about what to do to prevent that from happening.
Okay. So unintentional injury, for the sake of this discussion, is a fall then, or were there other unintentional injury?
Well, causes of unintentional injury can be motor vehicle accidents. They can be falls. They can be, you know, somebody is struck by something that wasn't intentional. Intentional causes are more likely to be termed as assault, because it tells that there's actually an intended reason for injuring somebody.
Okay, now, do you look at that? Because that's interesting to me, because that, in my humble opinion, that's important data as well, because if they parallel the premature death rates of the unintended injuries, then we can really assign the TBI with a gravity here.
Well, TBI, I think, because we know more now that it's a chronic condition, needs to be looked at in more detail.
Okay. Okay.
So whether it's caused by assault or any other condition, because what it does is it changes a person's life quality.
Yes.
Especially if they've had a more severe injury that requires longer-term hospitalization.
Okay. I want to take a commercial break.
Okay.
When we come back, I want to talk about the findings of your study, but I also want to talk about the etiology of some of this, and if you can pinpoint what actually happens to the brain that now changes the trajectory of this life. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powder form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse.
This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Hello.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Juliette Harbauer-Krupa from the National Center for Injury Prevention and Control over at the CDC about an interesting phenomenon. People who have suffered a TBI, their outcomes are not very good, and there is a higher incidence of unintended injury. So what exactly did you learn in this research? This is made up of several studies, correct?
Yes. So first of all, I want to clarify, we know more about the outcomes of individuals with moderate to severe traumatic brain injury than we do of mild injuries.
Mm.
So at the time of medical care, if you go to the emergency department, your injury is rated based on your symptoms. So people who have mild brain injury make up the majority of the visits, and you could still be alert, but maybe you're a little dizzy or you have headaches. Whereas people with moderate to severe injury require much more medical care. They may be unresponsive at the time of the injury.
Right.
And so a lot of the research that I'm talking about in this today and that I've talked about with chronic health care, we know that this is true for individuals with moderate to severe injuries. We know less about mild injury outcomes. We're just beginning to learn about those people who maybe are discharged home from the emergency department. What I'm talking about in these articles are people who have been in the hospital for a period of time.
Gotcha.
And have attended rehabilitation. So they have much more severe effects of the injury.
Yes, and also measurable progress. Like, in other words, you know, this injury is gone, you're better now, but yet they still have problems moving forward.
Yes, so yes. Some of the problems they have are changes in balance, mental and physical fatigue, altered thinking, and changes in their ability to regulate their behavior. And so all of those increase your safety risk because, for example, if your balance is off and you leave the hospital and you haven't been home yet to experience that, you may not realize that you're a fall risk,
mm-hmm.
for example. Or with driving is another example. You may not realize that your ability to drive has changed about this injury. Or you may be told that and not agree with it. But the effects of the TBI affect these areas like safety in the home, driving, going back to sports or activities, even for non-professional athletes, even for average adult athletes. You could be different going back if you like to play soccer on the weekends.
So,
because of your changes from the traumatic brain injury.
So do we know what ends up staying disrupted after the acute effects of the TBI seem to resolve? Do we have something that we can point at that say, well, not everything, but a lot of these changes are attributed to this?
Well, they're attributed to, you know, the brain is comprised of systems, and what happens is when you have a jolting of the brain, it can in fact impact different systems in the brain, and for most people, it impacts more a global issue like behavior regulation versus just simply lifting your finger, which is more isolated. So it affects your behavior in a global sense, and because this injury is most often unexpected, you don't realize how much it's going to change your life till you go back to living your life. You may not realize it.
So I invoked the name of a friend of the show who's been on the show for many years now, Dr. Mark Gordon, out at Millennium. Do you know who he is by any chance? Have you heard of him?
I'm not, but that doesn't mean he's not famous.
No. I don't think he's famous, but he has been working with the military for quite some time, and now he's working with the NFL. He's actually working with NFL players. And so Dr. Gordon started doing work on TBI a long, long time ago because he suffered from TBI himself at a very young age.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't until he put these things together that TBI disrupts the production of hormones. The long-lasting effect to the brain, in his opinion, this is his opinion, this is mine, and that's why I'm posing this to you, is that traumatic brain injury, even after it resolves, disrupts the normal production of hormones because the, hypophyseal stalk, you know, where the pituitary and the pineal gland, they all kind of like hang there, and they're very, it's very, very delicate. This becomes somehow damaged because we see, in his opinion, we see a drop in sex steroids. We see a drop in certain peptides, growth factors, and so on and so forth, in these people that goes well beyond after the TBI has been resolved, so to speak, and that the symptoms that they manifest are a result. And so he's been working successfully. And I don't know that everyone is a success, but he's been working successfully enough that the military is now employing him and the NFL is now employing him to work with some of their people. Because he's doing something called interventional endocrinology. He's looking at hormones. He's saying this is what's disrupted, and they're gently reintroducing these hormones. And we've had people on the show, former football players, who said, like, I was thinking about committing suicide, and now I'm back living my life.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, Dr. Gordon, as a survivor of an injury, has a very unique perspective, right? He can speak for the effects of the brain injury over time. Secondly, and I'm going to go back to Dr. Mazel's study in 2010, or his review of the literature, yes, definitely neuroendocrine changes are noted following a traumatic brain injury because the neuroendocrine system is what it is. It controls... It's the neurologic aspects of controlling your body function through hormones. Mm-hmm. That's one aspect of the physiology that's affected. Another is biomarkers. A lot of the research right now is looking into what biomarkers are different following an injury and how do they sustain over time. There's a lot of physiologic studies looking into all the systems that are being impacted by this global injury. So I don't know of the conclusive, and the physiology is not my area. I'm more of a behavioral scientist.
Gotcha, yeah.
But it does affect, Dr. Gordon's right, that there's long-term issues with the physiology of the brain.
So if someone is listening to this show and they have a relative or a loved one, because not everybody loves their relatives, but if they have someone that they're entrusted with caring who's recently suffered a TBI, based on what you have learned thus far, what would you say to them? What should they do? Should they be watching for things? Should they be proactive? What should they do?
Yes, they definitely. One of the things research does show is family support is one of the best indicators for good outcomes. So they definitely should be monitoring their loved one at home, if they go out to work or the community, and observing to see if they are experiencing changes from the brain injury. And they should make sure that their loved one is working with a healthcare provider and reporting these changes to the healthcare provider. That's very important. And they can ask for assessments for reducing injury risk after the TBI. For example, they can ask for a safety assessment for falls. What's their risk for falls? CDC has a program called STEADY, which is often given to families in healthcare settings to help them know when to recognize safety risk and how to prevent them. They also can ask for something called a rehabilitation driving evaluation. That's often done in rehabilitation centers for individuals who've had moderate to severe injuries, not necessarily the milder ones. But if they're noticing concerns in individuals' reaction time and they're worried about that, they can ask their healthcare provider to refer them for these kinds of assessments to clarify the risk that this person is experiencing as a result of their brain injury.
Interesting, interesting. So, and then lastly, what about watching an elderly loved one before they actually fall? Are there ways to tell? I mean, one of the things I learned about TBI is it doesn't always result, it's not always result of blunt force trauma. It could be, we know that TIAs are common. We know that people with obstructive sleep apnea, their blood oxygen levels can drop so drastically for such a long period of time that actual areas of the brain are impaired long term moving forward. Are there things people should be watching for to go, you know, I know my mother didn't get hit in the head, but she's really not acting right?
Well, and exactly. If they suspect that there's differences in their functioning in their home, seek help from a healthcare provider. I know through our STEADY program that we're talking with healthcare providers about providing information to older adults at the time of their regular visits about fall risk, watching for falls, reporting their symptoms. And so we're trying to get that information out there so that we can prevent falls in the first place. And definitely in older adults or anyone with another co-occurring medical condition who might faint, for example, or someone who has seizures, they have a greater risk because of their existing medical condition. And healthcare providers can help them reduce their unintentional injuries by talking with them about managing their risk.
Dr. Juliet Harbauer-Krupa, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show to talk about this, and hopefully we'll reach some people and maybe change some outcomes.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Take care. We're going to bid you farewell now. We have to thank Dr. Jeff Galini. If you want to try some of the new products, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Ask the Scientist banner ad, and send him a request to test drive some of his new products. Dr. John White, for being on the show and talking about, you know, giving some really great advice about how to stick to things long enough to see some results, and even when pharmaceuticals are required, the ones that seem to work. And then, again, Dr. Juliet Harbauer-Krupa from over at the CDC for coming on, and we'll see you right tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.